Thank you, God, for the first day of the week. Thank you so much for allowing the first day of the week to be a rest day. And thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to have this added to the book of our life. Father, I appreciate everything that you do. And as we tackle, handle, and address anything today, Father, I just want to thank you so much for the things seen and unseen. And thank you so much for the protection, Father. And you say you'll be with us wherever we go. And thank you so much for being with us, even when we don't know that you are or feel that you are. And Father, as I call Sunday Salvation Sunday, because you died on the cross for us, Father. And so our sins will be forgiven and we can have eternal life as we accept you into our hearts, Father. And thank you so much, Father, for allowing your people to be able to have that relationship with the Father. Thank you. And that being said, we're going to go to scripture, okay? Hebrews 5 verses 7 through 9. So it says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was made to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. Amen. Thank you, God. So that scripture, what we're trying to focus on is the way that we reach salvation is accepting God into our life. And because of the thing, at the end of the day, we can't do nothing on our own. We're not able to. And thank you, God, for allowing us to have you enter into our life, Father. And with that being said, I just want to say, Father, you are so amazing and you deserve all the honor and glory. Thank you.